From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Close associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin figure prominently in the Panama Papers, the leaked financial documents that shocked the world this week when it was learned that a number of world leaders and other well-known people used offshore accounts to hide money. Russian commentators say nothing in the documents directly links Putin with any criminal act. Alexei Navalny, the well-known Russian corruption fighter and opposition leader, does not agree. He told The Voice of America he can envision very serious consequences arising. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have many shared issues. His comments followed talks with the Gulf Cooperation Council ministers in Bahrain.
Our relationship here is very important right now because we're interdicting weapons that are flowing from one country to another, because we're trying to keep people from bringing terrorists into the country, because they are a base of operations in complete concert with us to fight back against the evil of ISIL, Daesh, and to help us try to settle this area down so that it can have the peace and the prosperity and the future that people really want.
Mr. Kerry also announced new aid to Yemen, where a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition has been leading airstrikes against Houthi rebels who are supported by Iran. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down when his current term is over in 4 years. In 2015, he won re-election amid poor turnout, international criticism, and an opposition boycott. Bashir is wanted by the ICC on charges of war crimes and more. This is VOA News.